往前坐，这么多的空位在前面。
Lots of vacant seats up front. Please
先往前面坐。
Come to the front seat.
要，这个坐前面不会收费更高。
It's free. The seats up here are free.
欢迎你们来跟我们一起早上来敬拜神。
Welcome everyone to come to worship our Lord together this morning.
今天我们要继续来讲圣经的最后一卷书启示录。
Today we'll continue to share upon the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation.
这本书是排在最后，因为是最重要。
So this book is the last book of the Bible, but yet it is also the most important.
我为什么这样讲？
And why would I say that?
因为这本书把神在耶稣升天之后，一直到耶稣在永世之中，他要做的整个的工作向他的教会来启示。
For in this book, it reveals the work that our Lord will be doing from the time that he was raptured and risen to heaven until what he'll come again.
如果我们没有这本圣经中缺乏这本书，
And without this book,
我们只有知道耶稣基督第一次来到这个世界，怎么样完成神的救恩，然后他就升天了。
All we know is that how our Lord came into this world for the first time, how he completed salvation, and then he was after, and then that's it.
那然后我们后面就是空白。
And then we'll leave a blank space afterwards.
但是有了这本书，我们就知道这位升天的耶稣他继续做工。
But with this book, we know that our Lord Jesus, who was raptured, after he was raptured, he still continued to work.
他对他地上的教会有期望。
And he had this hope for his church on earth.
有托付。
And he had this command.
神的工作一面是在天上行动，有天使。
And the Lord's work, on one hand, was done in heaven for there are angels who are doing his work.
另一面，他在地上信他的神的儿女要跟他一起配合。
On the other hand, on the earth, all his children who believe in him will co-work together with him.
这样，神的工作能够天与地相应合的里面，经过这两千年的历史，然后把它完成。
And only then the heaven and earth working together, and through the 2,000 long years, the work is complete.
但很可惜，很多的地方没有去明白这本书，传讲这本书。
But yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people don't understand this book, and so they did not share this book with others.
我心里面有一个很沉重的负担，就是盼望，无论主把我带到哪里，我都要把这本书里面主要讲的话，向各地的教会来，讲明。
I have this heavy burden in my heart that no matter where the Lord leads me, that I will share this book, the message in this book, with those churches.
那这本书讲七次的那句同样的一句话，就是圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳可听的，都应当听，讲七次。
And in this book, it says seven times where that the word of the Holy Spirit may all those with an ear may they hear.
所以从这个简单的一句话里头，你就知道我们的主。他的的确确有很沉重的负担，要把他的话传递给在地上所有的教会。
And so from this you understand that the Lord has this heavy burden to that he wants his words to be heard by all corners of the earth.
而且这本书在第一章告诉我们。
And not only that, but in the first chapter of this book, it tells us.
他说，凡念这本书。
It also says that all those who read from this book.
或听见这本书
or all those who hears from this book,
然后照着去行的人就有福了，这是在第一章里面就讲了。
And it says, blessed is he who reads those who hears the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for and they shall be blessed.
所以这本书是带着一个祝福的书。
So this book is a book of blessing.
那我常常说，弟兄姊妹，我们都喜欢神的祝福，对吗？
So brothers and sisters, as I often say that we all love to be blessed.
那个祝福不是牧师站在台上讲道，举一个手，大家要结束要回家了，给大家祝一个福，不是那么肤浅的。
So this blessing is not as simple as just like the preacher on stage after he finished with a message, he'll raise his hand and bless the church. It's not that kind of simple blessing.
这个祝福是关乎到我们这一群在末世的教会怎么样能够把神整个的旨意实现在这个地上，那个里面有一个极大的祝福。
And so this blessing is about howWell, we could bring to reality the Lord's commandments that he has for his children at the end time.
神对他的教会有期望。
God has this whole command for his church.
所以他说凡有耳可听的。 都应当听。
So that's why he said, all those with an ear may he hear.
那么，我们今天要讲的是第十四章最后的一半。
So today we'll share on chapter four, the second part, the last part of chapter 14.
请大家打开，第十启示录第十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14.
So we have shared
the first half in the previous Sundays.
那我今天呢，就要讲从第六节开始。
So today I will share starting from verse 6.
对，我们要从第六节，我跟我的弟兄轮流，我念双数节用中文。他念单数节用英文，我们要从第六节一直念完第二十节。
And then so we'll alternate reading from the pulpit in Chinese and then English to different verses all the way from verse 6 until verse 20.
好，注意来看的。
So please listen.
我又看见另有一位天使飞在空中，有永远的福音要传给住在地上的人。就是各国各族各方各民。
And he said with a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made the heaven and earth and sea and springs of waters.
又有第二位天使接着说，要叫万民喝邪淫大怒之酒的巴比伦大城，倾倒了，倾倒了。
And another angel, a third one, followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image, and receives a mark on his forehead or upon his hand,
这人也必喝神大怒的酒，此酒真在神愤怒的杯中存一不杂，他要在圣天使和羔羊面前，在火与硫磺之中受痛苦。
And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest day and night, those who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name.
圣徒的忍耐就在此，他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的。
And I heard a voice from heaven saying, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit.That they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow with them.
我又观看，见有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。
Another angel came out of the temple, crying out with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, Put in your sickle and reap, because the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe.
那坐在云上的就把镰刀扔在地上，地上的庄稼就被收割了。继续，十七。
So verse 17. Another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, and he also has a sharp sickle.
十八节，又有镰刀的大声喊着说：“对不起。”有一位天使从祭坛中出来，是有权柄管火的，向拿着快镰刀的大声喊着说：“伸出快镰刀来，收取地上葡萄树的果子，因为葡萄熟透了。”
So the angel swung his sickle to the earth and gathered the clusters from the vine of the earth and threw them into the great winepress of the wrath of God.
那酒。酒榨揣在城外，就有血从酒榨里流出来，高到马的脚环，远有六百里。要了解这一段十四章，我们必须回头看在前面的经文。
So to understand chapter 14, we must reference back.To the earlier passages.
那一段是第七章
The first part is in chapter 7 of the same book.
在读第七章的时候，这是我们以前讲过的，我只是提一提就是了。
So we read from this before, so I'll just briefly mention it here.
你看第七章它的位置是在第六章的第六印开始的。
So if you look at chapter 7, when it was mentioned, it's actually around the number 6 seal.
对吧？你在第六章的第十二节，你看到第六开始开第六印了。
And so if you read from verse 12 of the chapter 6, it says that at that time they have opened the sixth seal.
然后才会有很多的事情发生在这个第六印的里面。
And then lots of things happen within that seal.
包括第七章。
Including chapter 7.
然后你第七章完了以后进了第八章你就开始看到第七印了。
And so after the conclusion of chapter 7 and enter into starting with chapter 8, then you see that we're now talking about the seventh seal.
看见没有？你有圣经的话，你就知道我在讲什么。
If you have the Bible, you'll see what I'm talking about.
所以第七章是发生在第六印的时候。
So chapter 7 happens at the sixth seal.
那在第七章里面有两个部分。
And then in chapter 7, there are two parts.
第一个部分是144,000人在地上是十二个支派的犹太人。
And the first part is the remnant of Israel, talking about 144,000. So these are the remnants from the 12 tribes of Israel.
那这是第一节到第八节。
So that's verse 1 through 8.
然后听第九节开始就另外一波人。
And then starting from verse 9, it talks about another group.
那就那个数目是数不过来的，很多很多很多。
And the numbers are you cannot count because there are so many. It's multitude.
那都是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。
It's from all countries, all places.
这么多的人在哪里？
And where are all these people?
他说在宝座前。
And says they are in front of.
不是在像那个十四万四千的犹太人在地上，不在地上，是在宝座，在天上。
And so unlike the 144,000, these multitudes, they are in front of the throne.
那我们就说过了，这一群人是什么人？
And so we talked about this before. Who are these people?
在我讲解第七章的时候，你就应该记得这群人就是教会的得胜者，就是前面七封信、七个教会所代表的得胜者。
And so before, when I was sharing with you about chapter 7, you know, if you recall that these people represent the overcomers from the churches.
对，那么然后就进入第八章。
And now we enter into the eighth. Chapter 8.
那么这个时候就开第七印。
And so at that time, the seventh seal.
那第七印，你就会发现，你总共往第八章走下去，你就会发现，它第七印里面包含的是七支号，一二三四五，一直讲七支号。
And you'll discover that within the seal, the seventh seal, it includes the seven trumpets.
考考你们的记忆力。
And let me test your memory.
当我讲到这一段的时候，去年。
And last year, when I was talking about this particular passage.
大家都还给我。
So probably you have all returned the knowledge back to me.
那一个主日很特别。
So that particular Sunday was very special.
按照圣经里面犹太人的七个节日，那天是一个节日，什么节？
And according to the seven holidays of Jewish tradition, what day was that? Which holiday was that?
吹角节对吧？记得吗
？The day of trumpet.
那一天正好是犹太人的吹角节，那我就讲了这一章。
And so on that day, it happens to be the day of the trumpet, and I was sharing on this message.
那应该是去年九月。
So it should be in September of last year.
你忘记了上网听一听就看到了。
And if you forgotten, you could go online to look at that.
好，有了这个背景。
So with that background.
那你现在回过来，我们看十四章。
Let's come back and take a look at chapter 14.
那我说到，这是第五个异象。
So I'm saying this is the fifth vision.
第五个异象其实是神要这个作者约翰再说预言。
And so in this, the fifth sign, actually, God wants the author John to prophesy once more.
因为他很在前面第一、第二个异象里头已经很快的。把神要告诉他的事情做了一个轮廓性的素描，从头一直讲到尾。
And before in the first and second sign, John had quickly summarized the vision that God has shown him.
这是他头两个意象。
And so that's the
看见。
So that's what he saw in the first and second vision.
那么后来到了 第四个意象、第五个意象往后走的时候，是开始更仔细的，圣灵要把前面讲的事情里面重要的事情再重述一次。
And so in the fourth and fifth sign that God wants him to repeat what he has seen in the spirit.
对，那么所以呢，在第十四章的时候，你就知道他的我们前面几两次是讲到他前面的第一个部分，讲到也是十四万四千人。
And so in chapter 14, you see that again in the beginning, the first part is talking about again the 144,000.
但是
，but
这一批十四万四千人。跟第七章的十四万四千人一样还是不一样
？Are these 144,000 are they the same as the 144,000 back in chapter 7？
一不一样
？Are they the same？
不一样
，They're different。
因为刚刚我在第七章的时候给你们提了，那一章里头的十四万四千人是指的十二个支派犹太人说的。
Because as I was just mentioning in chapter 7, those 144,000 refers to the tribes from Israel.
对，那我们是外邦人，对吧
？We are Gentiles.
我们照血统来讲，我们都不是犹太人。
According to our genealogy, we're not Jews.
那么这些犹太人，他们中间有人一直没有信耶稣，他们信的是犹太教。
And so among those Israelites, some of them did not believe in Christ. They still believe in the Judaism.
那神对他们有特殊的做法。
And so for those people, God has a special plan for them.
对，那就是在第七章第一个部分那个时候里面说了十四万四千。
And so that is being described in the first part of chapter 7.
但是神对着他今天的教会，那他有他的原则。
However, to his church today, God has his principle.
那从七封信里面，在前面第二章、第三章，你知道，他七封信就把神的旨意很清楚的对每一个教会都说了。
And in chapter 2 and 3, through those seven letters, John have clearly laid out what God wanted from his church.
那神也知道，在每一个教会里头，有人愿意听，愿意照神的话去做，也有人根本就是从这边进去，从那边出去，根本就没当回事，没把神的话当一回事。
And God also knows that in those seven churches, there are those who heed to his words, but then there are also who listen in one ear and the words come out the other.
所以如果你把他的话当作一回事去照着去行的话，那你就是这个教会中的得胜者。
And so in other words, if you heed to God's word and act upon it, then you are the overcomers in the church.
好，那你如果能够做一个得胜者，你就有一个赏赐。
And if you become an overcomer, then you will have a reward.
那这个赏赐呢，就是第七章的下半章，讲到那个数不过来的人，他们被提到了神的宝座。
And so if you do so, then you become the multitude that's been described in the second part of chapter 7, and you will be raised to be in front of the throne.
在我们整个的基督徒的信仰里头。
And in our Christian belief,
有一个部分是属于奥秘的部分。
There is a part of it that's a mystery.
因为这是在将来要应验的。
For it will become reality in the future.
今天我们做基督徒，我们说信耶稣，罪得赦免，有主的平安，有主的喜乐，这个是我们今天现在马上可以经验的、实现的。
So we often say that when you become a Christian, that our sins are forgiven and that we can receive peace and rest in Christ. So this is something that we can experience today, right now.
但是有一个部分叫做奥秘的部分。
But however, there is also a part called the mystery.
那是耶稣对他的门徒当年所说的：“有一天我还要再来接你们到我那里去。”
And that is what Jesus told his disciple that one day I will come again to receive you and bring you to my place.
所以在我们的信仰里头有一个部分就是要信他的人，主答应有一天我们要到他那里去。
And so as Christians that we believe that one day our Lord will come again and receive us and bring us to his place.
那这个部分是叫做被提。
And so this part This is described as using the word of rapture.
英文叫 rapture， 那中文翻译就叫做被提。
So that's the word to describe this.
那它的意思是什么
？And what it means is，
就是说，主有一天要从他现在在的地方，就是第三层天， 就是他的宝座，他有一天要再来到这个地上。
And what it means is that one day from third heaven, where his throne is, our Lord will come down back down onto earth.
他不是叫他的门徒祷告，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。这是我们每个基督徒都知道的主教导的门徒的祷告。
And did he not command all his disciples to pray in such a way that may his kingdom come and may his will be done on earth as it is in heaven?
那这件事情什么时候真正的完成呢？
And so when will this be done?
他的国降临，他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。什么时候完成？就是他要回来的时候，地上就要完成了。
So when his kingdom will be on earth and when his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that's when he himself come back onto earth.
所以这里关乎到主耶稣的第二次再来。
So all this has to do with his second coming.
那在耶稣第二次来的时候就发生这件事情叫做被提。
And so when he comes the second time, the event that will happen will be called the rapture.
那在被提的圣经经节里头有两个类型。
And so there are two types of rapture being described in the Bible.
我们再看一段圣经。
So let's take a look at a different part of the Bible.
这是我们很多基督徒都很熟悉的，就是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章十五节到十七节。
And that is in
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
It's in the first Thessalonians.
第四章十五到十七。
4 verse 15 to 17.
对，我现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已睡的人之先。
For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep.
第十六节，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音，天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死的人必先复活。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提，这边讲到被提到哪里？到云里，在空中与主相遇。
And then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
这样我们就要和主永远同在。
And thus we shall always be with the Lord.
所以这一类的圣经节就告诉我们这个被提的事情要临到谁身上，谁有份。
And so this passage tells us who shall be raptured.
所有信耶稣的人。
It says all believers.
加比。
So for example,
耶稣现在来。
Lord Jesus come today.
那么照今天我们读的这段圣经，
according to what we read here today,
耶稣今天来的话，他先从他的宝座要到哪里？到云上。
And so he will first go from his throne to the cloud.
因为在这个耶稣再来，这 second coming, 这再来，圣经里面有一段圣经讲得很清楚他的次序是什么。
And so in our matter regarding his Lord's second coming, the Bible has a very clear description of what the order is.
那个次序就是使徒行传的第一章。
And so that order is in Acts chapter 1.
那一天当门徒在橄榄山上要跟耶稣 分手了，耶稣升天了。
And so that day on the Mount of Olives, Jesus was to be raptured at before departing with his disciples.
大家都在橄榄山上，120个人加耶稣121。
And so on the Mount of Olives, there are 120 disciples. So if you add Lord, then that's 121.
耶稣最后的吩咐说：“你们不要离开耶路撒冷，要等，等那应许的圣灵。”
And he commanded his disciples to do not leave Jerusalem, to wait upon the Holy Spirit.
讲完了那段话以后。
And after he said these words,
跟他们讲话的耶稣忽然间怎么样？上升。
Jesus, who was just talking with them, all of a sudden after he finished talking those words, he was raised up.
假设我跟你们讲话，然后开始上升，你们要怎么反应？
So if you imagine if I'm standing here talking with you, all of a sudden I start to rise. What's your response?
那所有睡着的人通通醒了，对吧？
So all those who are asleep now are awake.
然后就傻眼了。
And you'll be stunned.
每一个人眼睛都怎么样？ 真的很大。
And everyone's eyes will be wide open.
黄宗明怎么什么事情发生了？他怎么开始往上走了？
What happened to him? Why would he be risen up?
那天就是这样。
So that will be just like that on that day.
耶稣说完话就从他面前开始上升了。
On that day it was just like that. So after Lord Jesus finished talking those words, he started to ascend.
一直这样子上升，大家的眼睛就跟着他一直往上走，一直看，看到后来耶稣都看不见了，还在看。
And so as he was rise up, his disciples continued to follow him all the way until he's up in the clouds to where they couldn't see him. And then two angels in white showed up.
就说了一段话,
and they said to him,
说你们看他怎么去,
and the angel said that how you see him risen up, and that's the same way that how he will return.
所以在这里你就想一想, 耶稣的回来跟他怎么去是一样的。
So think about these words. How our Lord Jesus will return, he will return the same way as how he was rise.
所以那天他的起点是在哪里？
And so where was his starting point?
耶路撒冷的橄榄山。
So the starting point is the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem.
然后耶稣就往上走。
And then he was risen up.
然后说有一朵白云,
and then there's a white cloud
把他接去了,
that took him.
那后来他到哪里去了呢?
And where did he end up?
第二章你才知道, 到了使徒行传, 第二章你知道他去哪里了。
And then in Acts chapter 2, you find out where he ended up.
他到了父的宝座,
he reached the throne of the Father.
那我们从圣经告诉我们, 父的宝座在哪里?
And then from the Bible, we know that the throne of the Father rests in where?
不在月亮,
it's not in the moon.
也不在火星,
it's not on Mars.
在哪里?
Where is it?
在第三层天,
it's in the third heaven.
是另外一个层次了,
it's a different level.
是神宝座所在的地方,
and that's where his throne is.
耶稣到了那里, 然后被高, 然后第二天才, 就到第二章, 就是五旬节那一天, 圣灵下降, 降临。
And so when he was there, he was anointed, and then the second day, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was rained on.
耶稣的起点, 升天的起点是在橄榄山, 终点是在宝座。
And so the starting point of Lord's rapture was on the Mount Olives, and then it ends at the throne.
中间点是哪里?
And the midpoint is
云上,
it's on the cloud.
对吧? 好, 所以他的这个去是两个阶段。
So you could, from this you could tell that it was a two-stage approach.
从山上到云,
so the first stage is from the mountain to the cloud.
特点, 大家都看得见。
And the particular thing about that is that everyone could see that.
第二段, 从云到宝座,
and then the second part is from the cloud to the throne.
特点是什么?
And the thing about that is that no one saw that.
这是耶稣的去。
And so that's how he went.
那天使说, 他怎么去就怎么来。
And the angel said, how he goes up,
how he will return.
And so, so what can you say about Jesus' second coming from the passage we just
read? 起点是什么?
So we can say that for the starting point is to start from the throne.
中间点是什么?
The midpoint is
云,
the cloud.
最后呢?
And lastly,
不会到 Bellevue.
He will not come to Bellevue.
一定到哪里?
He will for sure.
不是台南的橄榄山,
it's
是耶路撒冷的橄榄山, 台湾也有橄榄山,
so
它必须是 耶路撒冷的橄榄山。
So in Taiwan there's also Mount Olive, but it's not that Mount Olive. It has to be the Mount Olive in Jerusalem.
所以你要 specify, 不是那一个, 是这一个。
So you have to be very specific.
终点一定是到橄榄山。
So the end point is the Mount Olive.
神的话讲得非常清楚。
So God's very clear with his
words.
好,现在来讲背题。 So now let's talk about rapture.
背题的时候, 你就会发现, 刚刚我们读的帖撒罗尼迦这段圣经告诉我们,
and so on matter regarding the rapture, in First Thessalonians we just read, it tells us
如果今天来，主耶稣今天来，他一定到哪里？
So if the Lord comes today, where will he first go?
到云上。
So go to the cloud first.
然后他这段圣经说，我们就要跟他在空中在云上怎么样相遇。
And this says here that we will meet with him in the cloud.
所以我们就要叫这个段从地上到云上是什么？啊，七四七去的吗？啊，是不是大家买一张票坐七四七上云啊
？So how do we get from Earth to that cloud? Do we buy a ticket to go on the 777?
那天我们不必买票的。
So we don't need to buy any ticket.
保罗说的相当仔细，他说，所有信耶稣的人分两批。
So Paul's really detailed in the description. He said all those who believe in Christ is separated into two groups.
哪两批？
Which two groups?
一批是死了。
The first group is those who have died already, who have fallen.
还有一批呢。
And the second.
我的，如果主耶稣今天来。
And so if Christ, our Lord Jesus come today.
我们现在这些人都怎么样？
All of us here today.
啊，都是活的吧？还有，假设你是基督徒啊，你不是基督徒没份儿的啊。
This is
所以你今天赶快要信耶稣，赶快信耶稣。
So assume you're a Christian, but if you're not, then you have no part in this.
如果你是基督徒，那你我就都要改变。
And so if you are a Christian, then on that day when the Lord Jesus comes, you and I will all change, be changed.
什么改变？
How will we be changed?
啊，身体要改变。
Our body will be changed.
为什么？
Why?
如果我们这个身体往上走，到云上，什么事情发生？
So if we go up into the clouds with our this current body, what will happen?
在半空就完蛋了，对吧？
So we'll probably be finished in the mid air.
这个身体上不去的。
Because we can't go up in
this body. 所以神要给我们一个新的身体。
That's why he will give us a new body.
所以我们活着的人会改变，有一个新的身体。
And so those who are alive, we will be changed because we
will
have a new body. 那些
已经死的人呢？
But then on that day, what happened to those who are already dead?
他们要复活。
They will resurrect it.
复活的人也得到了一个什么新的身体。
And those who are resurrected, they also will
receive a new body. 所以这两批人一起加在一起，然后他们一起被提到空中云上，与主相会。
And so these two groups will meet together, and then on that day, they will meet together and then be raptured and meet with the Lord in the clouds.
这个什么时间？刚刚有给你一个提醒，但是不是很清楚，但是有事情发生在那一段时间里。
So when will this happen? In the passage we just read, it gives a reminder, a sign. It's not very clear, but it is a sign.
他说那天主第十六节，主必亲自降下来，有呼叫的声音，天使长的声音，还有神的号吹响的声音。
So on that day, so verse 16 describes, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God.
所以那一天很热闹的。
So on that day is very festive.
是天使长要大喊。
So the archangel will shout with a loud voice.
另外有比较小的天使吹号。
And then another angel will blow the trumpet.
然后把我们这些人通通，啊，该走了。
And on that day, then we will know, oh, it's time.
对吧？我们就有数了。阿姨，现在有人叫了，吃饭了，那我们就吃饭。
Then,
现在叫我们被提了，我们叫被提。
And then we will know because somebody was calling. So, for example, if somebody calling for lunch, then everybody would go for lunch. But now it's a sound to be raptured.
耳朵要竖起来听啊。
So we need to have our ear perked
up all the time. 天使会叫，号会响的。
Angels, the archangel will shout with a loud voice, and the trumpet will sound.
这个号并没有讲很清楚是什么号，直到另外一卷书，如果你读。哥林多前书十五章的话
But yet it was not very clear on what kind of trumpet that is unless you read from 1 Corinthians
十五章五十一节到五十四节
So 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 51 to 54
保罗就这样告诉我们
And Paul tells us
你听我讲就可以我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们不要都要睡觉乃是都要改变就是五十一五十二哦，你念五十二好了。
Okay. And then verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed.
所以在这一节圣经里面，他说到号。
So here in this passage, it mentions trumpet.
天中的一家讲到号，但是没有讲第几支号。
In 1 Thessalonians, it mentions trumpet, but it didn't mention which sounding of the trumpet.
那你怎么知道有什么样的号要吹呢? 因为我们过去讲启示录的时候, 他告诉我们, 耶稣要回来以前, 有几支号要吹啊?
So how do you know which trumpet? But in the book of Revelation, we talked about before that before his return, there will be seven sounding of trumpet.
有七支号要吹, 那现在保罗说, 第七支号吹的时候，这件事情就发生了。
And now Paul tells us that at the sounding of the seventh trumpet, this is what will happen.
他叫最后一支号, last trumpet, 最后一支号响的时候, 死人要复活, 活的人要改变, 然后我们就与加在一起, 叫被提到空中与主相遇, 对吧?
So he describes that on the last sounding of the trumpet that the dead will be resurrected and the living will be changed and then we will be raptured together.
但是,
but
我们刚刚读第七章的时候我说了,我说另外有一批人, 他不是到云上, 他到宝座,
As we were just talking about before in chapter 7, that there is another group that they will not go to the cloud, but rather they will be raptured to the, directly to the throne.
所以你就从这些不同的圣经来看, 都是讲到被提,
so from these different passages, we can see that it all talks about being raptured.
但是时间不同,
However, the timing is different.
地点不同,
the place is different.
人也不同,
the people are different as well.
对不对?
Right?
他的时间, 最大的不同点在哪里?
So the biggest difference in terms of time is
第七章被提的时候 是发生在第六印 第七印还没有开的时候发生的
So the rapture that's described in chapter 7 it happened at the 6th seal but before the 7th
对不对? 第七章的位置是在第六印跟第七印的中间
And for because chapter 7 happened between the 6th and the seventh seal.
就是第六章跟第八章的中间, 我的意思是这个意思。
In other words, it happens between the chapter 6 and chapter 8.
好了, 现在讲到第二次, 就是耶稣回来在云上等我们的时候, 是发生在第七号。
And so now we're talking about where the timing where our Lord waits for us in the cloud, it happens at the seventh trumpet.
那我在跟大家讲这个启示录的时候, 我说你要, 自己回家画一个图
So as I was talking about before when we talk about a book of Revelation you need to go home and draw an old map
画的人举手看看
So who actually drew a map drew a timeline
没有人画
So it looks like not a single one drew a timeline
你一定要画
So you have to draw a timeline
你画出来以后 你就很清楚 你不会读的整个启示录一团浆糊
Only then will you be very clear about what's happening at what time, else you'll be very confused. Because Revelation, Book of Revelation talks about a lot of events.
而且它是反复的讲,
and oftentimes it repeats itself.
所以你如果没有这个图的话, 你就好像开车就不知道开到哪里去了,
and
get lost.
Without this timeline, this map, you'll be like driving without directions, you'll get lost.
对, 你有了图, 你就不会迷路了,
and, but with that timeline, you will not get lost.
它是很清楚的,
because it clearly lays out each event.
所以我郑重推荐, 你如果把启示录当回事的话, 你好好回家做这件事, 我保证你不吃亏。
I sincerely recommend that you go home. If you're serious about understanding this book, to go home and draw the map, I guarantee you will not be shortchanged.
那现在被提, 在, 到宝座的时候, 是发生在第七章, 那这个时候是第六印开了, 第七印还没有开。
And so the rapture of the group that will be raptured to the throne happens at the sixth seal, but before the seventh seal.
那然后来到了第七号的时候, 那是在什么时候呢?
And it comes to seventh trumpet. When did that happen?
第七号是发生在第七印打开之后才出现七支号。
And so the seventh trumpet sounds after the seventh seal is broken.
好,所以我们就知道第一次的被提是发生早。
So from this we could tell that the first rapture happened earlier time versus the other group being rapture is happening at a later time.
而且是经过了大灾难的头两个部分。
And only that, it also happened after the first two great calamities.
你说你怎么知道?
And you may ask, how do you know this?
如果你听我去讲这个七支号的时候
very simple, because if you listen to my message on this, about the seventh trumpet,
头四支号它是一类的。
So the first four trumpets, it's all the same.
都是讲到三分之一的什么，三分之一的什么，坏了，烧了，死了，都是三分之一，三分之一。
And so it, for the first four trumpets, it talked about one third of this happened and one third of that happened, like one third is burned or one third is destroyed, etc.
到了第四号完，要第五号要吹之前。
At the end of the fourth trumpet, but before the sounding of the fifth trumpet,
有一个老鹰在天上。
There's this eagle in the sky.
老鹰说话。
The eagle spoke.
所以你千万不要听到老鹰说话，老鹰说话你就完蛋了。
So you must be careful to avoid hearing the eagle speak.
老鹰说没好话，他说祸灾祸灾祸灾讲三次。
So for it says woe woe woe, three times the eagle.
他什么意思？下面吹的三号，地上的人有大祸临头。
For it says that the coming three trumpet, the great calamity will come onto earth.
啊，所以老鹰就神就叫这个老鹰讲祸灾祸灾祸灾。
So that's why God commanded the eagle to say woe 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 three times.
对，所以这个不是好事啊。
So this is not a good thing.
那么，所以五号、六号、七号，这是后面三支号。
So you count so the fifth, sixth, and seventh seal, trumpet.
啊。就是祸有祸
，so these represent each trumpet represent one a woe.
那，请问，被提第二次被提发生在哪一号
？So let me ask you this: when was the second rapture happened?
第七号，对吧 ？Last trumpet.
So it's
那也就是说，在第七号被提的人经过第五号、第六号。
Because the second rapture happened at the last.I'm sorry, the second rapture happened at the last trumpet, so that's the seventh one. So they have to experience the fifth and the sixth trumpet before.
所以在神学里面，神学界里面有一个辩论，到底基督徒被提是灾前、灾中还是灾后？这个是一直大的辩论。
So there's this great discussion in the theology, and talk, they want to say that at what time were the Christians will be raptured? Was it before the calamities, during it, or after it?
那听我这样解释以后，答案是什么？
So after my explanation, what's the answer?
有人灾前。
So there are some before.
有人灾中。
And so there are some during.
对吧？所以你这个辩论是为什么会有辩论？因为你只读圣经的一个部分，没有读圣经的全部分。
So,
所以你自然而然只有部分的答案，没有全部的答案。
So, for those who only read part of the Bible and not the whole, of course there'll be the discussion about the timing.
所以讲了那么多都是复习。
So all this is just a review.
现在来到主题。
And now come to the main theme.
还有十五分钟。
We have 15 minutes left.
忍耐一下啊。
Please have a little bit more patience.
在第十四章的下半章
in the second half of the chapter 14,
前半章是讲十四万四千他们被提到宝座
so the first half is talk about the 144,000 and their rapture and they brought to before the throne
这个我已经讲过不重复
so I'll not repeat that
他从第六节以后
and then for starting from verse 6
你去仔细读的话一共出现六个天使
And if you read it carefully, there appears six angels total.
对，第六章是第六节是第一个天使。
So in the verse 6 is the first angel.
对不对？这个天使有他的任务，他要传一个福音，叫永远的福音。
And so this angel has a responsibility and is to spread the word of the eternal gospel.
对，是特别的，他叫永远的福音，跟我们传的还有一点不一样。
So this is special, for this is called eternal gospel, so it's slightly different from the gospel that we share with others.
到了第八节有第二位天使。
And then in verse 8, there's a second angel.
他大喊一个信号，一个信息。
And he shouted with a loud voice.
他在地上的万民要喝邪淫大怒之酒的大巴比伦要倾倒了，倾倒了。他宣告大巴比伦要垮了。
He says, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, she who has made all the nations drink of the wine of the passion of her immorality. So he is proclaiming that the great Babylon shall fall.
这大巴比伦就讲了今天的世界。
So this, the great Babylon represents the world today.
对这个世界的系统，照圣经的话，启示录告诉我们，它要在一个小时之内全部垮掉。
And so the system of this world, the Bible tells us, it will fall in 1 hour.
相不相信
？You believe it?
现在你相信了吧
？Do you believe?
这个世界的系统可以在一个小时全部垮。
So the system of this world.The infrastructure will fall.
你说你危言耸听。
In 1 hour, so you say you're just trying to scare us.
假如是我讲的，就是危言耸听。但上帝讲的绝对不是危言耸听。
If it's only coming from me, then it might be trying to scare you. But this is from what God tells us.
08年所谓金融海啸，这是我们大家都知道的。
In 2008, the so-called economic tsunami, we all know about this.
那就是如果美国政府没有做那件所谓的。QE1, QE2 这叫什么
Quantitative
easing 反正就是印钞票
So in 2008 if it wasn't for the US government initiating the quantitative easing 1 and 2
这样子干的话世界的经济老早垮掉了
The economy of this world would have fallen collapsed at that time
但是你就知道世界的经济是多么的就所谓的那个时候叫做纸牌屋要垮，那个纸牌屋是多么的纸牌，是纸垒起来，一动全部可以垮掉。
And from that you can tell that the economy of the world is like this house of cards, and just one card being removed, the whole house comes crumbling down.
所以已经有一次向全世界的人说，讲到这个世界的金融系统是多么的脆弱。
And so.And the 2008 event already shows us how fragile is the economic system of the world.
下一次再发生就没救了。
If this happens again, next time there will be no way saving it.
所以这个是圣经预言的，说将来有一天这个系统整个要一个小时内全部结束。
And so this is prophesied in the Bible that in the future that the whole entire system will fall apart in 1 hour.
第三个神天使第九节他又说另外一个信号。
And then the third angel in chapter in verse 9 it says that there's another sign.
如果人拜兽和兽像在额上手上有印记的话这个人要喝神大怒的酒。
If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives a mark of the forehead upon his hand he will drink the wine of wrath of God.
啊昼夜不得安宁。
And he will not know rest.
所以这是第三个天使讲的话。
And so this is what the third angel said.
然后到了第四个天使。
And then the fourth angel.
那就看到这个时候第四个天使的出现，跟这个坐在白云上，好像人子头戴金冠冕，讲了一句话，就对人子说：“丢下你的镰刀，来收割地上的庄稼。”
It says, I looked and behold a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud was one like a son of man, having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple, crying out with loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, Put in your sickle and reap.
所以你就会发现，这现在这个第四个天使对人子说，丢下你的镰刀，收取庄稼的时候，这是什么时间？
And so now the fourth angel said to the son of man in the cloud
被提了对不对
to put down your sickle. So this is the rapture.
这是第四个天使说话的时候发生的事。
So this happened when the fourth angel spoke.
然后剩下来还有两个天使。
And so then there's two more angels remaining.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节就是第五个天使。从殿中出来，他也有一个快镰刀。
And then, so 17 is described the fifth angel. And the angel came out of the temple, and he also has a sickle.
然后第六个天使就对这个第五个天使说：“把你的镰刀撒下去，砍下去的话，收割葡萄。”葡萄熟了。
And then there's the sixth angel then spoke to turn around to speak to the fifth angel saying that put your sickle down so that it's time to reap the vine, the grape from the vine.
这个收割的葡萄就丢在神大怒的酒榨中压榨然后这个血流成河六百里的长然后高深度是到马的脚踝。
And so this angel harvested the cluster of grape and the fruit into the wine press of the Lord's wrath. And then the blood came out from the wine press up to the horses' bridles for a distance of 200 miles. So in other words, this is talking saying that there will be many people who are dying.
这是这六位天使所做的事情。
Well, these are the things that these six angels will do.
那我要提的呢, 是给我们基督徒来说,
so the thing that I want to point out has to do with us Christians.
基督徒在这第十四章里面, 你可以看到两个背题,
so in this chapter 14, you see that as Christians, there are two raptures.
一个是提到宝座, 那144,000人,
one is to be raptured to the throne, and that's the 144,000.
那我已经讲过了,
so
今天我要让你看的是, 人子来的时候，在云上，他把镰刀收的时候，有一批叫他的庄稼收取，那这一批就是剩下的基督徒。And
so, but then the second part is that when the Son of Man comes, he will reap of the crop, and that he will bring them with him. And so that is talking about the second group of Christians.
这两批基督徒。 都经历了被提，但是在不同的时段。
So these two groups of Christians all experienced rapture, but happened at different times.
差别是什么？
And the difference is
时间，
time.
那么共同点是什么？
But what do they have in common?
被提，
rapture.
但是被提的原因是什么？
However, the reason for being raptured is
他第一批被提的时候，我们如果有注意读的话，他们那批被称作 初熟的果子。
So if you pay attention, the first group that was raptured, they are called the first fruits.
这是在第四节的下最后一句话。
So this is in verse 4, the last part.
第十四章第四节，他们从人间买来做初熟的果子，归于神和羔羊。
These have been purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
然后 第二批被提的时候，是天使说那些庄稼怎么样，熟了。所以你就发现被提的条件是什么？熟。
And so the second group, as the angel has said that, because the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe. So the criteria to be raptured for the second group is that you need to be mature, to be ripe.
我们今年一直强调我们的主题是新妇装饰整齐。 等候新郎回来，对吗？
So the theme that we emphasize this year in our messages is that the bride is ready, getting herself ready to prepare for bridegroom.
新郎等新妇。
So the bride is waiting for the bridegroom.
新郎想不想见新妇？
Does the bridegroom want to see his bride?
啊？ 你应该说想还是当然想？
So, you should say yes, or of course yes.
想当然。新郎当然想见新妇，越早越好喽。
Of course, the bridegroom wants to see his new bride, his bride.
那怎么不早点来嘞？
So, but why wouldn't he come early?
有一个因素没有配合。There
is a criteria that needs to be met.
是什么？
And that is
新娘没有 ready, 没有准备好。
The bride is not ready yet.
那新娘没有准备好, 她有一个很重要的关键就是成熟与不成熟。
And so the deciding factor of whether the bride is ready or not is on whether she is matured or not.
那如果你的小你有一个孩子, 她长大了, 刚刚开始, 像我最近, 不是告诉大家, 我开始升级做爷爷了吗?
And so if you have a kid and they grow, like I share with you, now I just have been upgraded to become a grandpa now.
对啊,一个月不见,他长两磅。
And I haven't seen my grandson for two,
我们的林敏兄弟兄,
two, one month, and they've grown two.
第二次被 upgrade, 他第二个孙女又出来,外孙女。
So brother Lin has been upgraded the second time, now he has two,
对吧?
two grandkids.
这个,我们的下一代一直在那里生,都在养啊。 生就要养,
So our next generation, they've been also raising their family, so if they have given birth, then they need to raise their kids.
养到后来他们长大结婚了嫁了就我们这些责任就结束了，对不对？
And so we raise our next generation until they're mature, they could be married and then start their family and then responsibly finish.
什么时候他们是可以嫁了或者娶了？
So at what age can they be married off to or get married?
成熟了吗？
Is when they mature.
不但心理成熟，心理也应该成熟了。
But not only physically and their body wise they need to be mature, but also inside they need to be also mature as well.
跑到属灵的生命，我们就常常搞糊涂的。
So this we're all very clear. But however, when it comes to the matter of the holy, the spiritual life, then we're all confused.
你的孩子两个月，甚至两岁，抱个奶瓶都是很可爱的。
So your kid, you know, when they're a couple months old, or even up to 2 years old, when they hold their bottles, sucking from the bottle, it's very cute.
但是五岁、十岁都还在抱奶瓶，你这个老爸、你这个老妈可要馋，急死你。
But however, if your kid who's 5 years old or 10 years old still drinking from the bottle, then as a parent, you must be very, very worried.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
这个玩意儿到了五岁、十岁还在叭叭叭叭叭，你说这不是急死你？怎么还在吃奶呢？
So if your kid still drinking from the bottle when they're 5 or 10 years old, you must be very, very worried.
长大有一个特征就是吃干粮，这就是长大了。
One of the special, particular characteristic of someone who's mature is that they will eat solid food.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
属灵的生命也是一样的。
In the same way as the spirit.
我们在刚刚信主、刚刚受洗完，我们当然都是吃喝奶的。
When we just become believers, when we just baptized, of course we drink milk.
但是你信主5年、10年、20年、40年，搞了半天你还在吃奶。 那就麻烦了。
But however, if after you become a believer for 5, 10, 50, 40, 50 years, you're still drinking from the bottle, then there's a problem.
你不急，你觉得很可爱，我这个只要一嚷一开口就有奶来了，我这是很好。
You're not worried because you felt that that's very cute because all you had to do is just open your mouth and then there's milk.
随即啊，随即啊。
But who will be who will be worried? Who will feel the urgency?
新郎急啊。
The bridegroom.
因为你老长不大,
because they felt that you just constantly more mature.
这就是现阶段地上教会的一个很严重的问题。
And that is a serious problem that we as church on earth right now during this time period is going through.
我们一直在吃奶。
And that is that we are still drinking from the bottle.
而且我们觉得很正常，没有关系。
And we also, and not only that, but we felt this is absolutely normal.
一个基督徒 不能够吃干粮，不能够自己祷告，自己从神的话里面得着干粮，这个是一个没有成熟的记号。As
a Christian, if you cannot eat solid food, if you cannot pray on your own and then receive nourishment from the prayer, the words, then that is a sign that you're not mature.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天讲的事情不是笑话，我们今天讲的事情是很严肃的事情。
So the subject matter is not a joke that we share today. It's a very serious matter.
我们都有兴趣要被提。
We're all interested in matter of being raptured.
最有兴趣，当我讲完这种道的时候，每一个人都说我要第一次被提。
And very interestingly, after I finish these kind of messages, the people will say, I want to be in the first group to rapture. So if I ask a question, who wants to be raptured during the first group,
everybody will raise their hand.
So I don't even need to ask you to raise your hand, I know the answer.
但是愿意是一回事。 你有没有预备好是另外一回事。
But however, whether you have the will to do so is one thing, but whether you are ready or not, that is a completely different thing.
所以启示录它有很多的话要神要对我们说。
So Revelation contains a lot of many words that God wants to speak to us.
我可以解释很多很多这些我们平常读不懂的东西，可以解释给你听。
I can explain to you a lot of things that from this book that we oftentimes do not understand.
但是这都比不上要。 你灵命成熟，有份于被提，都比不上这个对主耶稣的心的重要性。
But however, in the heart of our Lord Jesus, that is nothing in comparison of you getting ready, so that you mature, so that you can be raptured.
所以圣灵讲七次，凡有耳朵要听，这句话的意思就是说， 我们每一个人都要去做一个得胜者，能够在主回来的这件事情上，你能够被提到哪里？最好到宝座，次好到云上，但是被提总是好，总比不被提，那你在地上麻烦大了。
So that's why in the book it mentions 7 times saying that may those with an ear may they hear. It's emphasize how important it is to be an overcomer, how important it is to be raptured. Ideally you will be raptured to the cloud, to the throne, but if not, then at least to the cloud.
对吧？我这些话你必须把它听懂，然后你里头应该有个祷告。
So,You need to understand what I'm talking, these words I'm talking about, and then inside of you, you need to have this prayer.
你要有一个许愿
and have this vow.
这个许愿是什么？
And that is,
做一个得胜者
and to be an overcomer.
我们一起祷告。
So we'll pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你赐给我们这个宝贵的话。
Because of these precious words.
在这个话语中你有很重要的信息要传达给我们每一个人。
And in these words you have this important message you want to give to every one of us.
主啊，但愿我们凡有耳的都听见你所说的话。
And Lord, may all of us who with an ear, may we hear the words that you want to speak to us.
而且能够照着你的话去好好的追求，好好的去实行。
And not only that, but also to follow, to seek your words.
因为日期近了。
For the day is near.
帮助我们每一个人。
Please help us.
让我们不再做一个懒散的基督徒。
So that we may not be just a very casual Christian.
让我们做一个认真的基督徒。
And may we be a diligent Christian.
这是我们的许愿。
And that is our vow.
这是我们的祷告。
And that's our prayer.
求你成就。
And please help.
奉耶稣基督的名。
And praise in Jesus' name. Amen.